Hello and welcome to the Body Shepherd podcast. This show gives the guidance you need for the fit life you want. Hosted by Dan Krask, certified personal trainer and owner of Body Shepherd.
Hey, this is Dan Krask with Body Shepherd. Thanks for joining us today. I'm your certified personal trainer and owner of Body Shepherd. Today's question, do I really need a goal? Let's talk about that. But first, I want to tell you how to reach me. You can reach me at bodyshepherd.com. That's BODYSHEPHERD.com. You can also find Body Shepherd on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can also just send a message, a direct message through any of those platforms and reach me directly if you have any inquiries about training or the Season 1 General Nutrition Guide, which is on the website, by the way, in a very, very user-friendly format. Hope you go check that out. But yeah, reach me. I'm here to answer all your questions, and maybe even we can work together. So before I became a certified personal trainer, one of the things that always turned me off about hiring a personal trainer was every time I would talk to one, or even pals of mine that I knew who were fit and had gotten fit or anything like that, I would always be, no matter what the question, I would always be given the same response. Well, it depends on what your goal is. I mean, I could ask anything. I could ask, how do I drop 10 to 20 pounds? Well, it depends on what your goal is. How do I get into lifting? It depends on what your goal is. Hey, how do I start being disciplined enough to go to the gym every day? It depends on what your goal is. And it's like, I started wondering, you know, do certified personal trainer, you know, places of education, do they just train these people to just give that same canned response every friggin' time? And then once I got into the training part of becoming a certified personal trainer, I quickly saw, yes, that is in fact a very common response. And if it's not directly a common response that we're taught to give, it's the de facto response we're taught to give, because there's just so many options on how to guide someone that simply just saying, hey, if we can define a goal, then we can backload in a bunch of information based on the goal. It's not uncommon, or not really all that different from, like, you know, asking someone, how do you build a house? And you might say, well, it depends on what kind of house you're talking about. We're talking about a Cape Cod, bungalow, ranch. What are we talking about here? And then once you find out, you can then figure out how to do that. So while I have been frustrated in the past, and even today am frustrated by my own industry of certified personal training, that's just the parroted canned response that is at this point pretty freaking mindless. I do understand it, and I do want to give a qualified rebuttal of that, saying that I understand it, I get it, it makes sense. There's nothing wrong per se with the spirit of saying, hey, it depends on what your goal is. But to the general population, the person who has no athletic background, who just wants to incorporate fitness and a healthy lifestyle into their everyday life, that answer is insufficient, and that's what I want to cover today. You see, when someone comes to a personal trainer and they say, hey, I want to get in shape, or I need to drop 20 pounds, or the doctor says I got to get in shape for whatever reasons, I need to lower my blood sugar, you name the reason. When the personal trainer is approached with that kind of statement, that's the goal, right? I think personal trainers try to make this way more complicated than it needs to be. If someone comes to us, and this is my firm belief, if someone comes to me and says, hey, I want to get in shape, boom, that's the goal. We don't know what necessarily that's going to look like right away, but that's all I need to know. I'm not going to pester you to figure out this elusive big picture goal that seems to rule the day in a lot of different mindsets. So if, you know, going back to the original question, do you need a goal? Sure. I mean, you need a goal when you go to the grocery store, right? I mean, who just walks into a grocery store and doesn't know what they came to get? You need a goal when you walk into a room, like a bathroom. You know, what's your purpose for even being there? So it doesn't have to be some big, ethereal, mysterious, you know, grandiose kind of goal. It can just be, hey, I need to get in shape. And then what that looks like, that's where we get into the personal component of personal training. Because, you see, I think personal trainers, especially those with a strong legacy of athleticism and athletics in their background, Everything they do is based on a goal, whether it's, you know, the formation they take or the training, the regimens they've taken as a younger person. You know, athletics is 100% goal oriented. At every level of minutia within athletics, it's all goal oriented. And so when the trainer has that background and they come into it and they meet someone who doesn't have that same kind of subtext and same kind of like driving motivation to have some kind of like goal, then I think that's where the point of miscommunication begins, and it just goes kind of downhill from there. So what do we do? Well, here's what I would say. If you come to me and you say, hey, I want to get in shape, I need to lose weight, I need to whatever, then I'm going to not focus on your goal because you've already said it to me. And instead, I'm going to take you through a series of onboarding questions to learn more about you, your past, your likes, your dislikes, what's your nutrition like, you know, a bunch of questions to make it personal. That way, when I give you a program, whether it's a custom one or one of my programs that I've designed for different types of people, and then I guide you through it personally, then I have an understanding on how to personally get you to your goal based on getting to know you. If you go to another personal trainer or a fitness professional and you say, hey, I'd like to get in shape, and they immediately focus in on the goal word, then hopefully my explanation in this podcast is sufficient for you to use and say, I understand what you're saying, but I've kind of already given you my goal, and my goal is to get in shape, and I'm wondering if you can help me personally guide me to get to that goal. And hopefully, if they're someone of good business acumen, they will understand that you are graciously giving them a way out, and they can realize that, oh, yeah, you're right. You did just give me your goal. So that's the thing. I don't think this needs to be any more complicated than that. However, I wanted to dedicate an entire episode to this because it is the number one thing that I hear from people who are coming from another trainer, and they're coming to me. They're just saying, oh, I have goal fatigue. Everything about my former trainer was just goal, goal, goal. Like, everything just had to be about a goal. And I just want to get in shape. That's all I want to do, just get in shape. And for most of your gen pop, general population types, people, just everyday people like myself who just want to get in shape, it doesn't need to be more complicated than that. That's it. That's today's episode. I hope it's been somewhat helpful. If not, I welcome your questions, critiques, concerns, whatever. You can reach me at bodyshepherd.com. That's BODYSHEPHERD. I'm all over social media. You can find Body Shepherd on Instagram and Facebook, a little bit on Twitter. And I welcome your input, your questions. If it works out that you want to work with me, fantastic. If you just need some help to get started in a certain direction, happy to help out in that way as well. Either way, I just want you to go onward in your fitness journey and help you get in the best shape of your life. Have a great day.